Like to call to order the Utilities Environment Committee. We're here today to discuss proposed ordinance 28-214, which amending Chapter 941 of Waste Collection. Those in present are the Chair, Councilman Brown, Councilwoman Sandy Husband, Councilman Todd Milner, Councilwoman Mary Westfall. Also present are Kevin Aller from the Service Department, Leslie Benning from Law Department, Mayor Stow, Councilwoman Katie Capellini, Councilman Mark Lukey, Natalie from the Blade, Bill Sanford from the Mayor's Office, and Councilman Doug Heyman. I don't think I've missed anybody. What I thought we'd do here is we turn this over to Kevin and have Kevin go through each one of the proposed changes that are listed in ordinance 28-214 and explain why those changes are being made. Leslie, could the members get a copy of that the new one, the revised one? I'm sorry.
Can you just hand them? We'll pass them.
I got one.
I did. Yes, thank you.
You have a copy of the memorandum that goes through and lists all the changes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe everyone has a copy of that.
I will basically run through that memorandum, and if you have any questions, along the way, stop and ask them about 941.02. Was basically just to eliminate the, there's still reference from 19, what would occur from 90 to 92 in the section, and then we also modified the number of containers that were mentioned in that section from 2 to 3. I can't speak as to previous contract, but the current contract, and I'll say standard operation is to allow for 3 containers, and I would anticipate that continuing into the future. That can always be reduced again by a council ordinance down the road if they so wish, but 3 tends to be the standard. So, on to 021, section 941.021. Again, we modified that to remove the year reference, and then also just to make it current as to the current charge, which is $128 for the calendar year. And then also in several places, we modified it referenced quarterly payments and quarterly billings. And as you all know, we now bill monthly for water and sewer, and the garbage fee is on that same monthly bill. So we just revised quarterly to monthly in many sections. As we get later in that section, as we get to section D, it references the system whereby the low-income households are handled. And the number that's in there is the number that is currently being used for that qualification. I would actually, I received the information today. I was trying to get it to Leslie, and we had the afternoon meeting and that kind of stuff, so I didn't get that accomplished. But at the end of that section, you'll notice that we're referencing the Housing and Urban Development Section 8 income. And this section used to be tied to the consumer price index, the CPI. It required an annual adjustment based on whatever that was on an annual basis. I would propose that we tie that to HUD's Section 8 income limits. HUD, as you know, handles several low-income programs. It's an easy, identifiable number. Somebody doesn't have to track what this year's adjustment in the CPI is and then adjust our income accordingly. And so I would suggest that we tie that to the Section 8. That being the case, if we choose to do so, that number that's in there currently, the 27,354, that would become 28,550. That would become $28,550. And then from this point on, that would just be checked on an annual basis. What HUD establishes that figure to be, and then gets adjusted accordingly. I can tell you that we have very, very few people that qualify for that program, and I think you would agree that those that do, we want to provide some break for them. So, and then the remainder, the D&E, is all of the income calculation. I can tell you that process takes a lot of time between our income tax department and utilities department. That process of the credit, if you will, for income tax, not just the low income portion of it, but the whole income tax, who paid, did a son work at McDonald's and that kind of stuff, is very tedious and very time consuming. That is a big process for those two departments. So,
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's two E's. I think we don't want the second one, right? You want the new one, the 2014. So we just need to take that other one out. Yep. Okay.
I apologize.
You don't need to.
Going to get it from there. moving on to 941.03. That's where we really start cutting. Much of the language that was in the ordinance was more contract language versus ordinance language. It was language that is, it's language that would always be in any sort of solid waste contract. And that was really probably 90% of the changes that we made to the code this time, was cleaning that language up to what did the city want our solid waste collection program to be, and what were the residents' responsibilities, and what are the city's responsibilities in each of that relationship. So that's a lot of the language from here on out was removing language that is more contract related. We keep the once a week refuse collection, and we indicate when the hours that people can have it cleaned up, or 7 to 10. We eliminate language that addresses the collection contractor. There was language in our zone that he's collected in 5 collection zones. Well, that may, at some point in time, that may be adjusted. There may, with automatic collection becoming more and more routine, that may be possible to where we can only have trucks on that we would only have trucks on our streets 3 days a week or 4 days a week, and we'll adjust those zones as needed. Again, that's more contract-related items on how that gets collected. We talk about where the refuse gets disposed of. Those are all handled through contract. There are a list of acceptable facilities that the state of Ohio, that well, Lucas County to begin with, and then the state of Ohio will allow disposal to go to. As long as it's part of the contract, the disposal contractor has to tell us where he's taking it. And then we verify with Lucas County that the state of Ohio that facility is on the approved list and it moves forward. There's language in here that addresses separate contract or separate disposal facility. We don't have contracts with facilities. So that was taken out. I'm still in section 3.3. Where Leslie references, in that memorandum, where she references D, E, and F being removed, that's much of that language. And so we took it out of there. Sections in section 5 that address things like grass clippings, cardboard boxes, and things of that nature. Those are items that we have separate programs for. Our Green Yard Waste program takes care of the grass clippings and other yard waste, and then the recycling program takes care of the cardboard boxes, the paper, and things of that nature. So those were removed from the solid waste section of the code. They are addressed in the appropriate sections where they belong, the Green Yard Waste and the recycling program. We move on to section 6. Not much language in the first. In section 6, there wasn't a whole lot of language that had to be changed in that. The only thing that we removed is that there was some language in there about public waste receptacles that we have. And there's a list of about 10 to 12 sites that are just part of our contract. And so we removed that language on the public waste receptacles. That can always change. It can always be added to, and it can always be removed from. Based on some changes that we make in downtown operations, we didn't want to be tied to a specific list. We just, those will adjust as needed. We're obviously going to serve as a substitute, and it'll be included in. It is included in the contract, and will always be included in the contract. Section C, the original code, Section C, indicated the collection contractor shall place non-disposable refuse containers after emptying at the edge of the street off the pavement and with all tops placed back on the containers. Again, that's a contract issue. We'll address that with the contractor be required. I think getting the top back on is about a 50-50 proposition. About 1,200 homes per route. They're obviously moving and grooving. So, 941.07 gets into collection disposal contract provisions. Again, some of the language in there in A1 it starts talking about subcontract price shall be paid in monthly payments. That's, if it's a contract issue, it's not an ordinance issue, so we remove that. And then after that, section two, half of section two, all the way through section 10, is all language directly taken from the contract.
Kevin, I...
Here, in, if it gets into surety requirements, insurance requirements, and things of that nature, those are all covered through our standard contracts, all required as part of our standard contracts. And so we're proposing to remove that language.
Did you eliminate the in the old paperwork, it was 3 years, every 3 years we had to review or put out for bid, and I noticed that's gone. In this one, it says this is length is stated in the contract. And it would, the reason for that being?
It could be what if council at any point wanted to do a 2-year contract or a 5-year contract?
So whatever we negotiate.
Correct.
Instead of limiting it, always making us do it for every 3 years, we have an option now to maybe go 5 years or even 2 years if we want, if it was a new vendor.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It opens up. That can always, you know, every time we go out for a contract, whatever council's wishes are at that time, then we can mm-hmm. do that length of contract, okay, rather than being tied to a 3-year. And really, that takes us through all the way through from section 3 all the way to the end of 941.07. Those all were more contract items versus operation or legislation items, if you will. So that language is removed. Um, 941.08, materials not considered refuse. Just a couple changes to that. Just one section refers to the collection. Contractors shall not be required under the contract to collect and dispose. We just changed it to residents shall not be permitted to dispose. That's more a control on what we're going to accept from the residents rather than the contract required. So, Um, 941.09, all we did is require there. One of the things that we want to start requiring is, and it's been in our code, is for anybody that's hauling garbage within the city limits to basically permit with the city to do so. It lets us know what companies are on our streets. It lets us know where they're at and who they're collecting. Part of the reason for that is that any waste that's collected from Lucas County, there are fees that are supposed to be paid to Lucas County. But if we don't know what companies are in our city, we can't ensure that those fees are being paid. So that will enable us to follow that much better and make sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. We skip then to no changes until we get to 941.13, Christmas tree removal. We just added the language, city crews shall remove Christmas trees at the street curbside, just similar to other language in the ordinance, so that people know that it does have to be the curbside. I'm not going to go into the backyard or anything of that nature, just where it needs to be put. To pick it up. Bulk item, that was removed. This must have been the sticker, pay the $7, put the sticker on the item, and then it'll get picked up. So that, it's just done differently, so we deleted the language that's no longer relevant. Leaf collection, 94115, we just added green yard waste collection day to the language. Again, the way it reads now is regular collection day, but regular collection day is every week, green yard waste is every other week, so we just modified that. So anybody reading it, someone coming into the city knows when it's collected.
Kevin?
Yes.
I assume people, is my street the only street where people break the leaves into the street?
No, and I get angry every time.
We see those, we try to contact the homeowner and ask them to break it to the curb, not into the street.
I know on my street, both sides of the street in the fall, have we ever cited anybody for this?
I don't know that we've ever cited anybody.
Okay.
My husband John would be delighted to. He would go across the street and...
Yeah, I think prior to the next fall, I think we'll do an education piece, if you will, to try to get the word out even more. Obviously some people, it's not going to matter. They're going to put it in there anyway. But to try to lessen the burden.
Okay, well, I don't know anybody, and
don't want to go in the
my neighborhood that breaks into the hedge.
No one does?
No one does.
What about you? Do you say?
No, I always put them in the street. Big piles. I'm on a cul-de-sac.
Well, I'm going to send John over to your house to complain to you.
Send him my house.
I mean, there are huge piles in the cul-de-sac.
I'm shocked.
We are the city of trees.
And all the leaves are in the street, plugging up the drains and going
That's pretty much... That's not an unusual practice.
It's not an unusual practice.
I assume in some neighborhoods it's different than others, but I know.
Yeah, there are some. You know, it's kind of like...
I noticed on Todd in particular, there are a lot of leaves in the street over there.
Seem to be. It's kind of like a follow the leader thing. If the first person just puts it to the curb, everybody else will tend to do it. But once that first person puts it into the street...
Come to Lincoln Woods through the height of the season. They'll see that they're on the curb, they're off the curb.
Yeah,
there's too many leaves to have
in
one spot.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, it is. I mean, it does. If we get a heavy rain with the rains in the street, it'll cause some flooding. We had some calls last year on flooding issues. We get down there, and the leaves were just blocking the water. They couldn't get to the storm drains.
Well, the lawyer in me says I shouldn't admit this, but I actually pushed the leaves further into the street so the drain. So the water.
That's off the record, isn't it? You got to provide some channels too.
Well, yeah.
Make sure we got
on the. I live on a cul-de-sac, and it's a little. Okay. I didn't know that this was even the law.
Yep. And it's actually part of the.
There's a lot of things. That, actually, I've been reading. I told you I've been reading the code. Oh my goodness.
If EPA comes through on the fall season, they see those leaves in there.
Yeah.
It's a violation of the stormwater.
We could say,
you're not even supposed to put your grass clippings in the street. Can we move along here now that we're done with the leaves?
I do have one going back to 941.06. D was eliminated. Was it supposed to be eliminated? Yeah, but D isn't on here either. That's what my question is, I guess.
What does D say?
D says that all signs while not placed in the street right of way, as set forth in subsection A, all containers or bundles shall be kept in such a manner as not to be visible from the street. Are we eliminating that, or did we just miss it?
No, I printed this one. That. Sandy.
You're welcome. I'm going to go home and tell my husband that.
So we're adding D in 941.
We're not subtracting D.
Leaving it, and it
should remain.
Happy to just turn the air conditioner on.
Yeah.
You got that, Leslie?
Here, you.
Hey. That's really a summary of the changes.
Okay.
I know it's difficult. This is a section that really had a lot of changes.
Well, I would like to get the committee's feeling on the HUD parameters for low income and make us, you know, I think it's, I personally think it's the way to go, and it'll save a lot of work on the part of the administration trying to keep track and all that kind of stuff, so.
Well, I think it gives a good base for reference. There's a reason why we
There's a reason for the number.
And I just pulled it out of the sky.
Instead of putting the number in there, can you just put whatever HUD is, and then you wouldn't have to put the number in?
Would you have to put the income number in?
No, you could do that. You could put a reference.
Yeah, we could just reference.
We would really need the income number in there if we use the HUD parameters. Okay,
so someone would need to call if they were concerned for themselves. They would just call and find out what that number is.
Right.
But it'll change on an annual basis.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Well, if you guys are, if you're okay with that, that would be better.
I think we need to make a recommendation to the administration that they prepare legislation for our next scheduled meeting after tonight to make the corrections that need to be made and bring legislation back before council for approval at that meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion passes, and if there are there any other further information for utilities or comments, requests? Okay, adjourn the meeting at 7:13.